Yo, what's up?
It's 10:45 a.m. I actually got up a little while ago and walked Jacqueline to the train because she was going to write on this show. And so I walked her to the subway, but then I came back and I laid down again. Now I'm really getting up. Let's see what's got. Did I do anything yesterday to talk about? Not really. Let me check the news. I feel like there was something I wanted to talk about, but it slipped my mind. And if it unslips my mind, then I'll talk about it. No, there was a... I don't know what's going... This isn't working. I know there was a primary here in New York City yesterday. And my friend Ben Kissel won his primary. He's running for Brooklyn Borough President. I don't live in Brooklyn, so I can't vote for him. Protest after biracial boy ate nearly hanged by teenagers. Oh, God. So, teenagers are kind of shit. It's difficult to be a teenager, but there's a lot. I remember when I was a kid and I was a teenager. I moved from Staten Island, which was not the ideal place to live, mind you. I didn't like Staten Island, but at least I could get into Manhattan via public transportation. I mean, I had to take a fucking train and a boat and a train, but I got there. Now, but I moved to the suburbs. And I thought the kids in Staten Island were shitty because they were racist. Then I moved to the suburbs. I'm like, these kids are racist. The suburbs of Pennsylvania. I'm like, they are also racist. And they kill cats. The Staten Island kids were racist, but they loved animals. There was one kid that was really disturbed who, like, in Staten Island, whose, like, family was just really fucked up. I don't know what was going on in this kid's life. It was not his fault. He was a weird kid. And, he was into hurting animals and he was ostracized for such behavior. Moved to Pennsylvania. Everybody's hurting animals. It's like the thing. So I just, like, I didn't get in on it. I did not participate in any animal abuse ever. I just, but I didn't say anything because what are you going to do? You know, I was just a kid. It's like 13 years old. I mean, they grow out of it. But anyway, my point is teenagers are shit for the most part. But this is fucking disgusting. So they tried to hang this kid. I don't even want to read the story. Let's just move on to this burger flipping robot. I don't know. I saw a protest and I started. I don't know why I have to explain every time. I don't read the entire headline when I start in. Because if I read the entire headline, I wouldn't. I wouldn't have got into that story. I didn't even get into the story. I didn't open up the article. I just read the headline. I'm like, oh, fuck me. This is terrible. Then, then I see burger flipping robot, and I'm like, okay, here's a good story, but now I'm afraid I'm going to get to the end of the headline, and this burger flipping robot was molesting children or something. Can a robot molest children? Well, I guess it would be the programmer's fault. The programmer would be the molester there. Burger flipping robot will grill meat in 50 fast food restaurants. Well, that's gonna. This is my stance on the robots. If a robot takes your job, you still get the money. You get that. You still gotta. What if? Here's the deal. It's your job. You get the money, right? If you want to be replaced by a robot, you got to buy your own robot. If you buy your own robot and it goes to work for you, you get the check. The robot doesn't need the check. It's a robot. You get the check. And who's to say? What do you give a shit if you're the boss? If a robot is doing the job or the person's doing the job? If the robot fucks up, then you fire the person. And they take their robot and try to get another job. I think there's something to this. Now, if the company replaces you with a robot, I still think they should pay you. And say, fine. I mean, it's going to be hard to negotiate raises and such. Not even. You should have to pay somebody. Fuck off. Are you supposed to be a part of the fucking community? I don't know how that works. I don't know how it's going to work out. I'm not saying socialism, but we live in a mixed economy. So there's elements of everything, of socialism and capitalism, because that's just duh. You know that. You're smart. I'm sorry. I read too many. I'm dealing with my rage addiction. I'm trying to deal with it. And I keep going to the Facebook pages of people that I know are going to write racist, fucking ignorant, Trump-supporting shit. And I swear to you, I'm not. That's what it is. But there's like three of these people who I don't really know, and I keep going to their fucking page. I don't comment. I stay away from that. Thank goodness. Because if I commented, I would just spend all day fucking at war with these fucking nincompoops. But I can't. I don't know what it is in me that goes for that, that needs that. Needs to feel my heart fucking race with anger, self-righteous anger. It's just a fucking, you know, maybe I need to start doing drugs. Not pot, real drugs. And, you know, if I was high, I wouldn't fucking do that shit. I'd be like, oh man, why just let people be. I just need that mindset when I'm not high. Because when I am high, I have that mindset. But then I also, I don't get shit done. I also don't get shit done when I'm not high. So, really, what's the trade-off there? I don't know. All right, let's do one more story. Maybe two. Seattle mayor resigns amid mounting sexual abuse allegations. You know, you can't... I don't think you can... You can't trust a mayor. What are they up to? What are they looking to get out of that whole situation? I mean, Mayor de Blasio. I saw him like a week ago on the around the corner from my apartment. De Blasio. I don't know what he's doing. I think he's trying to do some good stuff. But I don't know if he's good or whatever. I know, I feel like I like him, but I don't know why. But the Seattle mayor, up to no good. Sexual abuse. Well, allegations. But he resigned. I don't know anything about that story. I don't know who the Seattle mayor is or what's his deal. I'm assuming he's like a Democrat. That's the thing, these politicians, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, the Democrats, the Republicans, they're all a bunch of fucking creeps. They're politicians. Not to be like that whole fucking hacky gimmick, but there's some pretty bad, they're pretty bad. Um, Ed Murray D. Yeah, child sex abuse allegations dating to the 1970s. Ah, well, I guess he thought he got away with those. But you didn't. Did you, fucking creepy-looking motherfucker? Did you, Eddie? Mayor Ed? You done. Get out of here. Let's look for... Doctors and patients in Florida are embracing medical marijuana. Of course you are, Florida. You like to have a good time. You like to party. Why wouldn't you be? Wasn't for the hurricanes, I would consider living in Florida, because the place is a fucking... place is wild. Also, it's crazy shit. But those hurricanes... no, thank you. All right. I'm out of here. See you tomorrow. We love you.